Morning, brothers and sisters。
呀，
对。
如果你可以的话，大家可以往前坐。今天人不多啊，另外还有一个原因是，因为今天我的声音不是说特别强壮，所以如果大家可以往前坐，如果后面听不见的话，你就往前坐，好不好？OK，啊行。也要感谢神。刚才读到诗篇第四篇第六节的时候，他说：“我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
Yeah, thank God. We just read the Psalm chapter 4, verses 6.
”我们每天晚上去休息的时候，能够躺下直接睡觉到天亮，是一个福气。
It's a blessing that every night we can go to bed and just sleep peacefully.
昨天我一直是有点挣扎，是不是要去参加龙舟比赛？
Yesterday, some of us went to the Dragon Boat Festival.
因为第二天就要正道了，所以去消耗体力是很不明智的一个行为。
It's not wisely to do those rigorous activities before the Sunday preach.
我就向神求，求神也给我一些印证，让我去。
So I pray to the God to give me the strength.
那在龙舟比赛的时候，见到了很多非常好的弟兄姐妹。
And I saw many brothers and sisters yesterday at the festival.
也有机会来传了一些福音。
And also can spread the God's word.
所以感谢神。
Thank our God.
然后最后回到家里的时候，很早就倒在床上就睡着了。
So I went to bed very early last night.
要等到我女儿和我太太两次来把我叫醒，我才起来。
And my wife and my daughter woke me twice.
对，所以感谢神。
Thank God.
对，再次感谢神，我们今天我跟戴凯弟兄有再一次的合作。
Today, I have the opportunity to partner with Brother Kai to share the lesson.
我继续和大家来一起来分享耶稣雅记的第五讲。
Today, we are going to share the fifth lesson from the book of Joshua.
对，耶稣雅记大部分分为两个大的部分。
The book of Joshua is divided into two main parts.
那前半部分是讲到一个征战，
The first part is about the battles.
那第二部分就讲到一个分土地。
The second part is about dividing the land.
那今天要讲的约书亚记的第11章是征战的一个结尾。
So the chapter 11 marks the end of the battles.
那这里记录了约书亚就带领以色列人，
It records how Joshua led the Israelites
然后迦南的北方的军队就开始征战。
in battles against the northern Canaanite armies.
这是一个比较长的一场战役。
It was a relatively long war,
大约经历了有5到7年的时间。
lasting about 5 to 7 years.
那这第11章就详细记录了约书亚如何征战得胜。
And this chapter 11 details how Joshua fought
这里就讲到说，从此以后国中太平。
and gained the victory, leading the peace in the land thereafter.
所以这个征战的前面是前因，然后得胜是国中太平是结果。
So the victory in battles is the cause, the peace in the land is the result.
那约书亚记第11章就记录了当时以色列人所面临的一些挑战。
So chapter 11 records the challenges faced by the people.
但耶和华神为以色列人，特别是约书亚，就提出了他想要的一些反应。
So God outlined the necessary responses for the Israelites, especially for Joshua.
那在后面呢，神又特别的预先的应许所期望的一个产生的结果。
And he also promised the desired outcome in advance.
那因着约书亚和以色列百姓的这个完全受苦，
So the obedience of Joshua and the people
就带来征战的完全的得胜。
led to the victory in the battles.
那约书亚记的征战其实里面是一场属灵的征战，
So the battle in the book of Joshua are also spiritual battles.
在中间我们可以学习在属灵征战中怎么得胜的一些秘诀。
So from which we can learn the secrets to victory.
就是我们每一天在做基督徒的时候，似乎每一天我们开始的时候，
So from the day we become a Christian,
那我们已经进入了迦南地。
And we have entered Canaan.
但是每一天我们要面临这个生活的征战，
And each day we face battles.
有时面临的敌人是多种多样的。
And the enemies we face are variety.
那有些挑战是非常严峻的，
And sometimes the challenges are very severe.
那似乎被压就喘不过气来，
And it's kind of the overwhelm.
那似乎力量就衰竭。
And then we have no strength.
那就像昨天我在龙舟比赛的时候，让我经历就是力量完全衰竭的时候是什么样的一个感觉。
Just as I experienced yesterday, I lost all my strength.
但神有的时候特别赐给我们力量。
However, God always give us strength.
那圣灵就讲到说，境况如何，你的力量就如何。
So in the Bible says, no matter what circumstance we face, our strength will be proportionate to it.
就是个人得救的救恩来讲，我们是已经得到了。
So regarding the salvation, we have already received it.
那所谓的迦南美地已经归给我们，
So the promised land of Canaan has been given to us,
已经赐给了以色列人。
has been given to the Israelites.
那我们永生的应许，我们是已经得到了。
And the promise of eternal life has also been given to us.
但是在每天的征战中，神要加添给我们力量。
However, in our daily battles, we still need to rely on the strength from the God.
那神也希望我们有一些特别的反应。
And God also outlines the responses we should have.
那神就借着圣经告诉我们里面要求什么。
So through the Bible, God teaches what we need to do.
那这本书就告诉你什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的。
It teaches what we should do and what we should avoid.
那我们在顺服的时候，神也应许保守我们，
And God also outlines the responses we should have.
让我们得到一些所期望的一个结果。
That we can receive the outcomes that He has promised.
那我们接下来我们一起来读今天的主要的经文。
So today, let's read the Bible together.
那请拿出你的圣经，无论你是手机还是纸版的圣经，我们翻到约书亚记第11章。
Let's take out the Bible to chapter 11 in Joshua.
那约书亚记在旧约前面的一部分。
That's in the Old Testament.
那我们今天就来着重来读从11章的21节到23节。
Let's read from verses 21 to 23.
我先用中文，带给弟兄用英文。
I'll read in Chinese first.
啊，我来先来读用中文，《约书亚记》11章21节到23节。当时约书亚来到将住山地西伯伦、底庇、亚拿波和犹大山地，以色列山地所有的亚拿族人剪除了。约书亚将他们和他们的诚意尽都毁灭，在以色列人的地没有留下一个亚诺族人，只有撒迦。加特和雅斯图有留下的。这样，约书亚照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的一切话，夺了那全地，就按着以色列支派的宗族，将地分给他们为业。于是，国中太平，没有征战。
Joshua chapter 11, verse 21 to 23. At that time, Joshua went throughout the hill country, Hebron, Debir, Anab, the mountains of Judah, and all the mountains of Israel, and completely destroyed the Anakites. Joshua destroyed them and their towns, leaving no Anakites in the land of Israel, only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod were some left. In this way, Joshua fully conquered the entire land as the Lord has commanded Moses, and he divided the land among the tribes of Israel as their inheritance. Then the land had peace, and there were no more battles.
谢谢戴凯弟兄，让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢神阿爸父，
Thank you, Lord.
我们来到你的台前，我们愿意来接受你的赐福气。
For bring us before your throne and accept your blessing.
愿你接受我们从心里面发出的敬拜。
And we ask that you accept our worship.
那神啊，不管你今天是你用了什么样的方式，把弟兄姐妹和朋友呼召到这里来，
Lord, regardless of the ways you have used to bring brothers, sisters, and friends to this place.
他们来到这里就已经得胜。
They have already gained victory here.
那现在求你的灵亲自来引导我们。
For you, Lord, have already won the victory and lead us.
特别是逾越过孩子是献上的不配的器皿，
Now we ask your Spirit to begin guiding us.
让我们可以传讲你的信息。
And then we can spread the words, the gossip.
特别是愿你让我们看清前面属灵的征战，
So that we can clearly see the spiritual battles ahead.
你要打开我们的心门，让我们能够接受你的教诲，
May you enable us to receive your teachings and obey your commands.
也顺服你的命令，
Help us to obey
让我
you.
们在今后的每一天，
And help us in every day
每一个的征战中得胜。
to be victorious in every battle.
耶稣的名祷告，Amen。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
约书亚记总共记录了有四个大的战役。
So Joshua records four major battles.
那第一个就是耶利哥之战，
The first is at Jericho.
那第二个是爱城之战，
The second is the Battle of Ai.
那第三个是基遍城之战，
The third one is the Battle of Gibeon.
第四个就是我们今天要讲的这个夏所的。战役，
The first one is what we're going to learn today, the Battle of Hazor.
耶利哥是这个以色列的一个首战，
Jericho was the first battle.
是过了约旦河以后的第一个战役。
The first battle after crossing the Jordan River.
那爱城是过了耶利哥以后的一个很小的一个城市。
Ai was a small city.
那在这里，以色列人就吃了一个败仗。
And here the Israelites turned defeat into victory there.
那约书亚记就记录这个反败为胜的一个战役，
And it records in the Bible.
这其实上是中间的一个插曲。
Making this is a notable episode.
那即便是解决南方军队的一个战役，
Gibeon was a southern campaign,
那夏所是北方军队的一个首领，
and Hazor was a command by the northern army.
那我们来这个回顾一下，就是说在约书亚记记录的这些战役。
So first, let's review the first three battles.
那在我们在重点的在这些战役中，我们来看一看神的一些作为。
So today's my emphasis is today is God's action in these three battles.
耶利哥之战是一个绕城的一个战争。
So the Battle of Jericho was a march around the city.
所以耶和华这个告诉以色约书亚讲说，你们的一切兵丁就绕着城走。
So the Lord told Joshua, let all the soldiers advance around the city.
那一天就绕城一次，
And once each day.
那总共要绕6天。
Do this for the next 6 days.
那到了第七天的时候，你们要绕城7次。
And on the seventh day, you to march the city 7 times.
那个时候祭司就要吹号。
And then the priests were to blow their horns.
所以你能看得出来，耶利哥这个城得胜的一个关键，在于以色列全家的一个顺服。
So the key to the victory at Jericho was the obedience, of all the Israelites.
所以一切的兵丁他要绕着耶利哥城走。
So all the soldiers need to march around the city
那从第一天到第六天，
from the first day to the sixth day,
那一天要绕城一次。
one each day.
那这有点像我们基督徒的生活。
This is somewhat like our Christian life.
我们从礼拜一到礼拜六的时候，每天要绕城一次。
And from Monday to Saturday, we walk around the city.
在绕城的时候一定要安静，
And we need to be quiet.
要有秩序，
And we need to have order
那不许嘈杂，
without noise
也不允许发声。
or speaking out.
那到了第七天的时候，要绕城7次。
And on the seventh day, we need to walk around the city 7 times.
在圣经里面，七就是完全的意思。
And in Bible, seven means the number 7 means completeness.
然后大家就开始呐喊。
And then the people will shout loudly.
那祭司就开始吹号。
The priest to blow the horns.
所以耶利哥城墙就开始倒塌。
And the wall of the Jericho city fall.
那整个城就归神所用，
Accomplish God's work.
所以有点让我想到联系起来，就像你今天你做到这个敬拜的一个地方，
reflecting this as today that you, all the brothers, sisters, and friends, we are sitting here.
神的呼召就是你把完全的心思就放在主耶稣的那里。
And your hearts should be fully focused on Jesus, of Lord.
将这一个整天完全的献给主耶稣，
Dedicate this entire day to Him,
那用来敬拜神。
in worship.
那这就是一个每一天的一个得胜。
And that's a true victory for all of us.
那爱城之战其实是因为一个以色列人的一个贪心。
So the Battle of Ai was caused by the greed of one Israel people.
那就带来全体以色列百姓的一个失败。
And it led to the failure to all the people.
大家还记得这一个失败的人的名字叫什
Do you remember the name of the man?
么？哎呀，肚子饿了要吃饼干，那个人叫亚干。
His name is Archan.
那他的名字就是连累的意思。
And the meaning of the name is troublemaker.
那他的问题是因为贪心
And
，OK？
his own problem is greediness.
世界上的人有贪心是很自然的事情，
It's very natural for the people around the world to be great,
但是
greedy.
基督徒的贪心是要付上额外的代价的。
However, but for the Christians, greed comes with actual cost.
有的时候会连累主的家庭和教会。
And can even sometimes even affect the family and of a church.
也许你会觉得很不公平，
Maybe you feel this is unfair.
但是你想想，我们接受了神的呼召，
However, when we accept God's call,
神把最美好的应许就是永生赐给了我们，
He grants us the best, internal life to all of us,
甚至把主耶稣是赐给他的教会。
and give His Son, Jesus, to us.
那我们在是里面，我们是属于神的儿女。
And we are to become God's children,
就是他不放弃的一个管教。
and He never gives up on us.
那现在这里面有我的孩子在里面，我们就是永远不放弃的要管教他。
And today, my son is among us, and as parents, we should never give them up.
对啊，在这方面，我太太做得比我好很多，
At this point, I think my wife's doing a better job than
因为
myself.
他是我们的孩子。
And because they are our children,
所以他身上有些问题，我们就要管教他。
and if there's some problems, we need to just
那最后的目
teach
的就
them.
直到他长大成熟。
Until the day that he become a grown up.
那爱城之战最后他得胜的一个关键，
So the key to the victory at I.
就是约书亚向爱城举起了一个短枪。
was when Joshua raised the stuff in his hand.
那这把短枪就代表了以色列百姓的对神的一个信心，
And this represents the faith in God.
因为我们相信我们的神有智慧，
And we believe our God has the wise.
而且也相信我们的神愿意赦罪，
And he's forgiven.
所以相信我们的神最终会把福气赐给我们。
And he also blesses his people.
当时无论是约书亚举起他的短枪，
Whether it was Joshua raised the staff,
还是以色列百姓，他看见约书亚举起了一个短枪，
or the people seeing this,
他们所有人都凭着信心就上去得了爱城，
It was an act of faith.
那城里面的所有的财富，神就赐给他们。
And God gave them all the wealth inside the city.
那我们再来回想一下基遍之战，
Now let's review the Battle of Gibeon.
那基遍之战主突出的表现就在约书亚的一个非凡的一个祷告。
It shows in Joshua's extraordinary prayer.
那在这个祷告中，是他求神让日月停止。
Where God caused the sun and the moon to stand still.
所以基督徒的祷告，它有一个很重要的一个特征，是突破时间和空间的祷告。
So the Christian's prayer is a breakthrough that transcends time and space.
因为我们祷告的对象是耶和华神，
Because the object of our prayer is the creator of the universe.
他是创造时间空间的神。
And he creates time and space.
那我知道哈，我给大家做过一个很小的一个见证，
I want to share a brief testimony.
就是上上礼拜五的时候晚上，我就提出一个请求。
So last Friday night, I have a request.
因为我们一直想进到曼菲斯的监狱里面去分放圣经。
And we would like the gate of Memphis prison would open for us so that we can dispute the Bible.
我们很多年了都不能进去。
And for so many years, we couldn't have this done.
但就在第二天早上，我们7点钟有一个小组的一个聚会。
And the next morning, around 7 a.m.,
然后我们就收到一个消息说，叫我们开始去做背景审查。
and we received the news that we need to prepare for the background check.
因为我们看到这个门就打开了。
And we saw the gate is open for us.
像这种监狱系统的打开是短的话几个月的讨论。
So opening the prison system can sometimes requires months,
甚至是几年的工作。
or even years of work.
但是神的工作，它是超越时间和空间的。
But you know, the God's work surpasses time and space.
我们要做的就是祷告。
And all we can do or need to do is just to pray.
我们预备好自己。
Prepare us.
我们要敢祷告，
And we should dare to pray.
而且不停止祷告。
And not stopping our prayers.
好，那我们现在来看一下第四场的战役。
Now let's see the fourth battle.
这是约书亚记记载的一个最大的一场战役。
And this is the largest battle, the greatest battle recorded in the book of Joshua.
就当时北方的军队是以夏所城的这个君王为代表，
So the northern army is led by the king of Hazor.
他们聚集起来。
They get gathered together.
那希望能够彻底的这个歼灭这个以色列的军队。
And they want to swipe out Israelites.
那我们今天来看一下，就在神的这个帮助下，约书亚就开始杀了这个夏所王。
So today, as we see, with God's help, Joshua defeated the king of Hazor.
那最后的战役就完全的得胜结束。
And the battle concluded with complete victory.
那我们看一下这个每一场的战役都有不同的挑战。
So as we know that different battles have different challenges.
在激变之战的时候，迦南的这个南方的部队，他们集结在激变的城外。
So in the Battle of Gibeon, the southern Canaanite forces gathered outside the city.
他们的目的是教训激变这个背叛者。
So they want to punish the traitor.
所以约书亚当时带领了以色列的百姓，他用闪电的战术，就是击败了南方的军队。
So Joshua led the Israel people in a rapid surprise attack and defeat the southern army.
但是北方军队不同，
However, there's a difference with the northern armies.
当时以夏所的君王为首领，他们有足够的时间就集结了北方的所有的军队。
Which is led by Hazor, has ample time to assemble all the troops.
他们的目的非常明确，就是要彻底消灭这个以色列人。
And their goal was very clear, to completely defeat Israel
所以
and
你可以看到，这个北方军队团结起来，它有两个很著名、很明显的一个特征。
As you can see, there are two very clear characteristics with the northern armies.
一个是他们的部队的数量非常众多，
The first, they have a numerical advantage.
那第二个是他们拥有马匹和战车。
The second, they have horses and chariots.
所以从现代军事的角度来讲，其实夏所军队是很厉害的。
So from a modern military perspective, Hazor's army is very strong.
它可以使用人海战术，
They have numerous soldiers.
那另外还有技术上的制高点。
They also have the technical advantages.
那从这个角度来上，乌克兰要赢是不太可能的。
In this point of view, that Ukraine
所
cannot
以我们
win.
要向神求，对。
So let's pray to the God.
所以以色列的在这两方面怎么都没有。
So the Israelites lack both of these advantages.
就是我们在面临是对我们所有都不利的情况下，我们如何得胜？
So with all these challenges that are not favorite to us, how can they have the victory?
所以，首先这个夏所它是位于迦南的很北边的地方，
Firstly, Hazor was located in the very north part of Canaan,
甚至说靠近了北边的这个但城。
very near the Lehi Jet.
那这个夏所又是北方王国的一些首领，
And Hazael was the leader of the northern kingdoms.
他就去说服了各方面的这个君王。
And he convinced the various kings.
那我们就看到，就是他一说是到北边的话，他把推罗、西顿的两个王也说服了。
So from the north, Tyrus and Sidon,
推罗、西顿是很有钱的，
and they're really rich.
那西边就到中部的这个加沙，
To the west, Gaza in the central region.
那东边就到亚麻利和赫人，
To the east, the Amorites and the Hittites.
那中部靠南边呢是甚至耶布斯人也被夏所王都带领起来。
And in the central, even and the source, south, the Jebusites even to join the forces.
所以你可以看得出来，夏所王是花了很大的功夫。
So it's very clear that King has spent a lot of efforts
他集结了在地理上所能够联系到的所有的人。
to unite all the armies that he could.
那这个一场战役是生死存亡的战役。
And this battle was essentially a contest of victory or defeat.
那单单从表面属实的眼光来看，就是敌人的人就是像海边的沙一样多。
So from the human perspective, the enemy seemed too countless, like the sand by the sea.
但是神每次都要我们用属灵的眼光来看这些战争。
But with a spiritual perspective,
你如果要用属灵的眼光，就会越过这一切，
and we can see beyond this,
那看见后面灵界的这个力量。
and recognize the power of a spiritual realm.
那有一个很好的例子，就是在旧约圣经里面，先知书里面有一个历史书里面有个先知。
So, in the Old Testament, there's a prophet, Elijah,
神借着他就行了很多的神迹，
and was famous for many miracles through God's power.
所以以色列百姓都记得他非常多。
So to this day, when Israel gathers, they often remembers him.
对，特别是现在以色列人聚餐的时候，他们都会摆一张额外的空椅子。
Especially when they are having the fast, they always leave an empty chair.
他们就希望这个先知以利亚就回来坐在他们中间。
Hopes that Prophet Elijah will come and see there.
当时呢，就是亚兰王正在跟以色列百姓就是征战，
So at that time, the king of Aram brought a large army.
但他们最大的敌人是以利亚。
And their biggest enemy is Elisha.
我以后会给他细讲为什么以利亚这么厉害。
I will share more details in the future.
所以当时的亚兰王就带了很多的军队，就把以利亚所住的那个山头给围起来了。
So the king of Aram brought a large army and encircled Elisha's
所
house.
以那个早上起来的时候，他一个仆人呢就一起来一看，就是大声的呼喊。
So early in the morning, Elisha's servants went out and shouted
他就
loudly.
讲说：“哀哉，我们完了。”
Alas, we are doomed.
那以利亚就起来，
So Elisha, just get up,
那不慌不忙，
very calm and composed,
那他就开始祷告。
began to pray.
他不是祷告说神要解救他，
And not saying that, please save me.
他祷告说：“耶和华啊，开这个少年人的眼睛。
Saying that, oh Lord, open his eyes.
”他祷告完了以后，那个少年人就看见了。
Then after the prayer, the young man,
说满山的火车火马就围绕着以利亚，
then saw the mountains full of fair chariots and horses surrounded Elisha.
那这个时候轮到亚兰人就在那哭嚎，
When the Ammonites,
哀哉，我们完了。
they cried out in fear, Alas, we are doomed.
其实我记得以前有个传道人，忘记他的名字了，他曾经讲过，
So I remember a preacher once said,
主加上我就是多数。
With the Lord, I'm in the majority.
对，没有主就是少数。
Without him, I'm in the minority.
这关键在于你的眼界的不同。
The key difference lies in our perspective.
那我们后面的敌人撒旦，他有的时候可以兴起很多的敌人。
So Satan can raise many enemies,
那看起来似乎人数很多，
making them seem they are numerous.
但是真正的得胜不在乎人数多少。
However, the victory does not really depend on the number.
那我再举一个很特别的历史，
And then I will give you another example.
就是后来在犹大王朝的时候，有一个很好的王叫西西家。
So later during the reign of King Hezekiah,
那当时有一个很残忍的一个北边的一个国家叫亚述，就来攻打犹大。
there's a fierce nation called Assyria came to attack.
那当时围在城外的有18万5千的部队。
So there are around about 185,000 armies around the city.
那西西家就带领百姓向神祷告，
And the king just prayed earnestly to the God.
然后他就去睡觉去了。
And then he went to sleep.
啊，这就是信心。
And this is the faith.
神就派了一个天使，
And the God just sent one angel
把所有的敌人都消灭。
and destroyed the entire army.
所以在神面前，数字是不算数的。
So in front of our God, the number is nothing.
那另外以色列的那个仇敌，他喜欢用马匹。
Additionally, Israel's enemies often relies on the chariots and horses.
呀，你要记得，就是当时摩西带以色列百姓出埃及的时候，
You still remember when Moses led the people out of Egypt.
说埃及的法老就是带着这个埃及的军队就追到红海边上，
The Pharaoh and his army pursued the Israelites to the Red Sea.
所以法老和他的军臣都是骑马和战车的。
And they are on the horses or the chariots.
但是神叫摩西做的事情是撤回他手中的一个手杖。
And the God instructed Moses to put down his the stuff.
所以红海的水就把马匹和战车都淹在水里面。
And then the Red Sea water covered and joined all the horses and chariots.
所以后来这个摩西带的百姓就开始快要结束这个40年旷野的这个生活的时候。
So when Moses was about to lead the people to cross Jordan River and end their 40 years wandering the wilderness,
就是摩西把话传给新的一代以色列的百姓的时候，
and he renews God's instruction to the new generation.
里面就特别的强调，
And emphasized
将来以色列百姓要立自己君王的时候，
when Israel appoints a king in the future,
所以这些王不可以为自己加添马匹。
the king should not amass many horses or chariots.
神刻意叫以色列的百姓不要去羡慕埃及军队的这些马匹和车辆。
And God told the Israel people, do not envy Egypt's horses or chariots.
呀，我非常喜欢诗篇的20篇，是大卫为征战写的一篇诗歌。
So Psalm 20 requires David praying for victory in battles, which I like the most.
那里面有一句话，他是向神宣告。
Declaring that the trust to the
有
God.
人靠车，有人靠马，
Some trust in chariots and horses,
但是我们要提到耶和华，我们神的名。
but we trust in the name of the Lord of God.
那从这里也可以看出来，大卫真的是跟随神心意的一个人。
So this really shows that David truly followed God's will.
那相反，他的儿子所罗门，在他很强盛的时候。
In contrast, his son Solomon, during his peak,
那开始添置马匹，
began to acquire many horses.
甚至记录说他有套车的马有4万，
It's recorded he has more than 40,000 chariots.
那还有马兵12000，
And 12,000 horsemen.
所以结局就是其实导致了王国后来的这个分裂。
So this reliance contribute to the eventual division of the kingdom.
那在接下去的这个以色列百姓的这个7年中间，
So over the next 7 years,
以色列就要面临各种各样的敌人。
Israel faces various enemies.
在这里就集中表现在这些强大的夏所王和他的联军。
Primarily in the powerful Hazor and his coalitions.
但是很奇怪的是，神没有把这些困难撤去。
So God didn't remove these challenges.
而是借着这些挑战，就是提高这些以色列人的这个反应。
But used them to strengthen the Israelites' responses.
那 基督徒的这个生活，就像你航行在一个水面上，
So the Christian life is not always smooth sailing.
人常常有的时候甚至是定了心意，让我们进到一个充满礁石的一个水面上。
So God often decides to lead us into waters full of reefs and obstacles.
那如果一个船要经过有礁石的一个水面的时候，
So
神可以把礁石挪去，
instead of removing the reefs,
但是神没有这样做，
the God didn't do this.
他是要提高这个水面，
Our God raised the level of the water,
让我们航行在很高的一个地方。
enable of a vessel to
那
navigate,
圣经里面有个词，就是我们可以稳行高处。
so that we can travel over the high seas.
那首先呢，就是耶和华对约书亚讲说：“你们不要因他们惧怕，
So first, the Lord told Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them."
因为神应许他说，在明日这个时候，神要把敌人交付给以色列人。
Because God promised by tomorrow he would deliver the enemies completely into their hands,
而且要全部杀了。
killing them all.
对，然后神给约书亚有个特别的一个指令。
Then God gave Joshua special instruction
他说：“你就要去砍断他们马匹的一个蹄筋。
to cut the sinews of their horses' hooves.
”约书亚这样去做，至少有两个用意。
There are two purposes.
那第一个是这些马匹就不能为夏所所效力。
The first one, those horses will no longer serve Hazor's army
所以这个以色列百姓就受到保护。
from preventing them from attacking the Israelites.
第二就是以色列的百姓，他将来是不能用这些马匹。
Secondly, the Israel people will not be able to use those horses
他让他们彻底打消他们留下来使用的这个心思。
to eliminate the attachment to the horses.
那同样呢，这个神要求约书亚去焚烧他们所有的车辆。
Similarly, God also instructed Joshua to burn the chariots
那他叫他不要惧怕。
and said, "Do not be afraid."
那神要赐给约书亚这个足够的力量去解决这些问题。
For God gave Joshua the strength to resolve the issues of the horses and chariots.
那第二个的话是，约书亚就是当时带领了这些百姓，
So then Joshua led all the people
就到了这个米仑水边，
at the waters of Merom,
那也就是夏所军队集结的一个地方。
where the Hazor's army gathered.
那这里讲到说，他们会突然向前去攻打他们。
And they attacked us swiftly.
也这里你需要看到的是，就是这些一切兵丁和突然这两个词。
As here we need to see this really quickly, swiftly, without no delay.
没有一丝的一个延迟。
There's no hesitation.
那其实，如果延迟，其实是对神的一个不信任。
So any delay or hesitation would have represented a lack of faith,
也是对神的一个不敬重。
a disrespect.
那归根结底是不顺服。
In the end, disobedience towards the
这里
God.
也特别强调说，约书亚就照着行了。
And this passage highlights that Joshua obeyed exactly,
那他去砍掉这些马的这个蹄筋，
cutting the sinews of the horses
那用火去焚烧他的车辆。
and burn the chariots with fire.
那刚才大家听出来，我重复了这两句话，是不是？
And you see that I repeat these two sentences, the verse.
因为圣经里面也是这样重复的。
Because the Bible often shows a pattern of a repetition.
圣经里面经常是作用这些重复的方式。
And usually Bible use these patterns.
就第一是表示神下了这个命令，
First, to show the God's command.
那第二次就是人要去执行。
Then humans' obedience.
那挪亚建方舟的时候也是这样，
Noah building the ark.
也摩西建会幕的时候也是这样。
The same with Moses.
这就是好多人在出埃及的时候读圣经呢读不下去的，也是一个原因。
And that's maybe one of the reasons people couldn't finish the Bible.
因为出埃及他写会幕写了两遍，
Because it's wrote twice.
对。 所以这里的话就表示约书亚他去解决这个马匹和车辆非常胜负。
And here Joshua dealing with the horses and the chariots with all obedience.
就是我们用现在的眼光来看，似乎是根本不可能达到的样一个目的。
So all seems impossible in all of us perspective.
但是约书亚就是不停顿，马上去执行了。
So yet Joshua did this swiftly.
那这就是神想要的一些反应。
And this is what the gods want.
对，那神有的时候会兴起一些事工，看起来似乎不可能。
Sometimes the gods will impose something impossible.
但是我们要去立马实行，去顺服。
But we just need to take action quickly, swiftly, and
那
be obedient.
约书亚和以色列人，他有三个方面的反应，我刚才讲到两个。
So Joshua and the Israelites demonstrate three responses.
那第一个是不惧怕，
First, they did not fear.
那第二个是不单言，
Second, they didn't delay.
那第三个方面是表现在不保留，
Thirdly, they didn't hold back.
就是表现在彻底把敌人消灭的一个方面。
This is the evidence in their thorough victory over the enemies.
耶和华就把这些敌人交在这个以色列百姓的手里面。
So God delivered the enemies into Israel's hands.
他说：“以色列百姓就杀他们，
And then the Israel people just killed them all.
他一直追赶他们到西顿的地方。
And they pursued and defeated them all the way to the large city of Sidon.
西顿是一个很大的城市，
And Sidon is a very large city.
然后呢，也追到一个叫马英的一个地方。
Then chased them to Merom.
那这个地方是靠水的一个地方。”
Which is near the water,
那还有一直追到米斯巴，
and finally to the plains of
它是一个
Mespe.
平原，
It's a plain.
所以你可以圣经看得出来，以色列百姓击杀敌人的时候，他到各样的一个地方，
So you can see the usual people they went to everywhere to kill the
没
enemies,
有留下一个敌人。
leaving not a single one alive.
那在念这些文字的时候，有的时候我们需要用历史的角度啊和属灵的角度去读这些文字。
So when reading these words, it's important to interpret them from both a historical and spiritual perspective.
不然的话，我们就会觉得好像赶尽杀绝，很残忍。
Or we'll feel that killing all people is so crucial.
那从历史的角度来讲，就是神要求他们去除掉这些迦南人。
So historically, God commanded the Israelites to eliminate all the Canaanites.
那这样的话，以色列的百姓他可以完全的去承受这些土地，
So that they can fully inherit the promised land
那在那里可以完全的去敬拜神。
and worship God in purity.
那从属灵的角度也是很重要的。
Spiritually, it's also very important
基督徒要征战得胜，
for Christians to achieve victory.
就要必须去除掉我们身上的罪。
We also must get rid of all the sins.
才可能活出圣洁的生命来。
Enabling us to live a holy and righteous life.
最近看了一本书是，Andrew Roger 写的一本书。
I recently read a book by Roger.
他是曼菲斯一个非常大的教会的一个前任的牧师。
A former pastor of a large church in Memphis.
就是那个大的三个十字架的那个教会的一个牧师。
The large church with the three crosses.
它里面就提到，就说，讲到基督徒如果犯罪了，会有什么样的一个结果？
So in one chapter, he discusses the consequences of sin for Christians.
甚至这些后果是远远超出不信主的人。
And he explains that it's overwhelming.
一个得救的基督徒，如果你让罪留在身上，会带来非常痛苦的结果。
So if a saved Christian who allows sin to remain in his life will experience deep pain.
对呀，他讲到了七个非常重要的一个伤害。
And he mentioned seven pains.
那其中我给大家举一个几个例子，一个是你会有肮脏的一个感觉，
Including feelings of dirtiness,
然后还有灵里面的一个孤独，
spiritual loneliness,
然后你对其他人的话言行上会非常的武断。
impulsiveness in speech and
因为
actions。
这些是基督徒如果犯罪了，有罪在身上会带来的一个痛苦。
That's all the pains when Christians remains the same in their life.
唯一的解决是只能在主面前去悔改。
Only through confession.
那得到耶稣的宝血的洗净了以后，你才可以解除这些痛苦。
Receiving God's forgiveness, a cleansing, can these pains be lifted?
因为神把我们看作是他的儿女，
Because God, we are the children of God.
也这是一个不放弃的一个管教。
This is not giving up.
那我们再来看一下，就是说神在这件事情上，就是他要我们不惧怕、
The gods also do not be afraid.
不单言、
Do not delay.
那不保留。
Do not hold back.
那下所之城，整个过程是完全是神的保守。
It's God's protection that lead to success of the Battle of Hazor.
也带来了一个期望的一个结果。
And also brought the promised results.
那我刚才提到了以后，这个战役大约经历了7年。
As I mentioned, this battle lasts about 7 years.
这个年数的算法是根据一个老仆人加勒的年龄来算出来的。
The calculation of this duration is based on the Caleb's age at that time.
那将来我有机会我可以分享加勒。
And I look forward to share more about Caleb in the future.
那首先我们来看一下这场战役的这个核心的地点是在下索城。
So first, let's see the key location of the battle, which is Hazor.
就以色列人攻下下所城以后，他说他把里面的人口都进行的杀灭。
After conquering Hazor, the Israelites completely killed all the population.
而且约书亚在这个城上做了一个特别的动作，
And Joshua took a special action,
他就是一把火就把它烧掉了。
burning the city with fire.
就说其在约书亚这里记到说，其他在山冈的城，除了下所以外，以色列人没有焚烧。
As for other fortified cities on hills, aside from Hazor, the Israelites did not burn those cities.
这里面有两个强调，就说下所为什么只烧下所？
So why was Hazor specifically burnt?
而且一定要强调是约书亚烧的。
And why is emphasized that Joshua himself burned it?
约书亚带领以色列攻下了很多城，
Joshua led the Israelites to conquer many cities.
其中有三个城是烧掉的。
And three of those were burnt.
第一个就是耶利哥城，
First one is Jericho.
就是甚至神讲说不允许再重建耶利哥城。
And was not be able to rebuild.
那第二个城是爱城。
The second one is I.
那火烧爱城是用了一个叫伏兵之计，所以他火烧。
So the burning of I served as a strategic ambush tactic.
那最后被烧掉的就是个下索城。
The most significant is the Hazor.
关键下索是迦南所有城市的一个首领。
The most important is that Hazor was the leader among all Canaanite cities.
在以色列百姓的迦南神的眼里，这是一个恶的一个象征。
It symbolized the evil itself.
那必须要用火完全把它焚烧。
And it had to be completely destroyed.
神将其他在山岗上的城市留给以色列的百姓可以去居住。
But other cities on the hill, they are not destroyed.
那刚才我提到过，你如果仔细来读这些经文的时候，你会发现神要约书亚一个人来做很多事情。
So carefully, when we're reading the verses, we know that God intentionally instructed and emphasized Joshua himself to be the one to do the actions.
也许神是要把所有的功劳都归给约书亚这一个人。
Whether the gods want to give all the merits to Joshua,
其中包括去砍掉这个马匹的蹄筋，
including cutting the sinews of the horses.
那用火去焚烧下所。
Or burning the Hazor with fire.
那经文就特别强调约书亚就去做了。
The scripture specified highlight that Joshua personally did all these deeds.
那后来，约书亚又读了很多的王的一些诚意。
So later, Joshua conquered the cities and captured the kings,
那擒获了这好多的君王，对。
and conquered, captured, many kings.
那这里又提到约书亚用刀杀了击杀他们。
And also mentioned that Joshua personally struck them with a sword.
哎，在这里我们可以看到约书亚作为以色列百姓的一个首领。
And here we can see that Joshua is the leader of的
但是
Israelites.
其中的一个责任就是要杀掉敌军的这个王。
One of the responsibilities is to kill the king of the enemy.
那后来在四世纪其实也有个类似的一个记载，
So later in the book of Judges, similar accounts were recorded.
对，就是一个首领他要负责来击杀这些君王。
So the Gideon led Israel to defeat the enemy.
所以弟兄姐妹，神把我们放在这里，
So the gods put us here
放在一个很小的一个特别的一个环境里面。
in this small place.
那也许是一个小组，
It can be a small
也
team,
许是一个家庭，
a family,
让我们在那里面成为做属灵的一个领袖。
and we become the leader.
所以我们在征战的时候，我们要问一下我们的下所城在哪里。
And we need to ask ourselves, where is Abiathar?
我们征战的这些诸王在哪里？
And where, who are the kings that we are confronting?
所以我们在得胜的时候，有没有把这个下属神给烧了？
Have we truly killed the Hazar?
那我们有没有用刀去击杀这些君王？
And slain of a king is with a sword.
所以我在反复查考这些经文的时候，有一点点这个很有意思的看见，我想跟大家分享。
So I have a different insight when I was examining the scriptures.
约书亚这个名字是非常特别的。
The name of Joshua is very special.
那约书亚原来叫何西亚。
Originally, he was called Hosea,
那何西亚在原文里面就是拯救的意思。
which means salvation.
摩西呢，后来就把它改成约书亚。
Moses changed his name to Joshua.
那约书亚和何西亚不同的地方就是前面加了一个和。
It's just adding a in the
那
beginning.
也就是耶和华拯救的意思。
Meaning Yahweh is salvation.
所以耶和华和拯救和拯救有什么区别？
So what's the difference?
就是有耶和华的意思。
It's because we have a Jesus.
另外还有一个特殊的地方，约书亚它是希伯来文，
Additionally in Hebrew,
对应的希腊文就是耶稣。
the name of Joshua corresponded to the Greek name Jesus.
所以我们用约书亚来这个预表耶稣是非常明显的。
So using Joshua as a type of Jesus is very clear and meaningful.
所以我们对照来看一下，
So let's see.
约书亚带着以色列人过约旦河，
So Joshua led the people across the Jordan River
进入迦南。
into Canaan.
耶稣带着我们，就是得到永重生。
So Jesus leads us to be reborn
那进入安息，
and enter his rest.
那约书亚率领以色列的百姓征战南北。
So Joshua fought and conquered the southern and the northern
对，
territories.
在主耶稣里每天过得胜的生活，
So in Jesus, we too can achieve complete victory
那成为一个很圣洁的圣徒。
and become holy.
那约书亚将迦南地分给众人，以色列百姓。
And Joshua divided Canaan land among the Israelites.
那将来我们在天上也要承受主耶稣的应许。
So similarly, in the future, we'll inherit to the promises of Jesus in heaven.
那所以，我这里要提醒的是，如果我们是活在主耶稣里头，
So therefore, if you and me, we live in Jesus Christ.
就是烧下所和击杀诸王，不是需要我们来操心的。
So burning Hazor and defeating the king is not something we need to worry about.
约稣要来对付。
Joshua will fight for us.
主耶稣自己要来成就，
And Jesus will accomplish.
我们不要用我们的肉体来做这些事情。
And we should not cling to our own
我
Hazor.
们唯一要做的就是不要顾惜这些下属和诸王，
And we should not just have our mercy on
那
those.
不要成为主耶稣工作的一个拦阻。
And we should not be the obstacle.
那我们在生命成圣的程序上有两个比较大的拦阻。
So there are two main obstacles to our sacrificed life.
那第一个就是下属，
The first one is Hazor.
它代表我们生命里面的罪。
Which represent the sin of our lives.
那第二个就是这些诸王，
Second, the kings,
代表我们生命里面的一个偶像。
symbolizing the idols we hold in our hearts.
那任何不合神心意，就是违反神律法的，不达到神目标的，都是罪。
So anything that is not aligned with God's will, sins.
那对付罪的唯一的方法，就是来到主耶稣的面前。
The only way to overcome sin is to come before the Jesus.
那去认罪悔改，
Confess.
让主耶稣的这个十字架来钉死他。
Let his cross crucify.
我们要做的就是完全顺服、信靠主耶稣，
And we just need to trust and obey Jesus
因为
wholeheartedly.
2000多年前，主耶稣在十字架上他说成了，
Because on the cross he declared it's finished.
我们就凭着信心完全去接受。
And we accept that fully.
对付这些君王，就是要对付我们心里，在我们心里作王的那些偶像。
To confront the kings, those idols that re in our hearts.
那对付偶像的方法也只有一个，
The only solution is
就是要让主耶稣来成为我们生活的这个王。
to make Jesus the true Lord of our lives
那主耶稣要他成为我们生命的主。
and align him to be our king.
那概括的讲，就是靠着主你去得救，
Only by surrendering ourselves fully
靠着主你去得胜。
and let him to help us to overcome.
那这个是我自己心里的一个感动呢，给大家的一个分享。
And this is something I want to share.
那后来又记到就是另外一个结果，
And also, it also requires another consequence.
那约书亚带领以色列的这个百姓攻下来所有的城，
So Joshua lead the people and conquer all the cities.
那里面所有的这个财物和牲畜，这个以色列人都要取来拿作为自己的这个猎物。
So the Israelite people taking all their goods, all the goods and the livestock.
但是唯有一切的人口，他都用刀去杀掉他。
However, every person was to killed by the sword.
他说凡有气息的，他都没有留下一个。
And every living being was to be put to death.
那人口和牲畜和这个财物有什么区别？
So what's the difference between the people and the livestock?
啊，经常牧师经常给我讲的一个笑话，我不知道他合不合适跟大家分享一下。
And Pastor sometimes share this joke with
他
us.
说：“人跟猪有什么区别
What's the difference between human and the pig?
？”对，他说：“所有的猪都是猪，但有的人不是人。
All the pigs are pigs, but some people are not human beings.
”你刚才讲的笑话，突然想到，不好意思。OK。
It's just a joke.
就说这些是财物和牲畜和人之间的区别，就是人是有气息的
The
，OK，
main difference that the human the people has to breathe.
有气息它是会讲话的，
With the breath, it can speak,
他们会去敬拜，
worship,
他们会交流，
communicate.
所以这些人就会把以色列人就带领以色列人去犯罪。
They can lead the people into sin.
Yeah，这些牲畜不会的。
And the livestock cannot do that.
你有没有看见你们家的小狗会带你去敬拜假神的？不会的。
You never see your puppy will lead you to worship the false god.
但这些迦南人会，他们会带着以色列的百姓去敬拜假神。
But those Canaanites, they would.
这是神不想看到的。
This is God does not want to
对。
see.
对，以色列人，他们最后征战得胜的其中一个果子就是。去享受神所赐的，
So when the Israelites received the fruits of victory and joyfully enjoyed God's blessings,
对，耶和华在神呢就在这里面下了一个很满意的一个结论。
God was pleased and made a clear conclusion.
他说，耶和华怎样吩咐他摩西仆人摩西，
Just as he commanded his servant Moses,
那摩西就怎样吩咐约书亚。
Moses instructed Joshua accordingly.
那后面就加了句说：“约书亚也照样行。
And Joshua faithfully followed those
”那
instructions.
我又有个问题了，以后你读到这里以后，约书亚是怎么行？
So one, there's a question, how do you think Joshua would think?
他到底讲的是什么意思？
What is the meaning of this?
他是讲是怎么打迦南？
He could refer to how he fight the battle,
怎么样分地？
how he divide the land,
那也许两个都有。
or maybe both.
但不管是指什么东西，他说：“凡耶和华吩咐摩西的约书亚，没有一件不懈怠、懈怠不行的。
So, regardless of the specific details, Joshua faithfully obeyed every command that the Lord has given Moses without neglect or failure.
”但是我总觉得还有一个更好的解释。
However, I believe there's an even better understanding.
就是约书亚也照样的去吩咐以色列人，
Joshua also faithfully transferred the way of obedience to the Israelites.
这其实是神的这个法律的这个话的一个完全的一个传承。
Ensuring the full inheritance of God's promises.
至于具体的征战、具体的分地、怎么的做法，确实重要。
While the specific battles, land divisions, and actions were important,
但是我们互相之间传达神的话语，解释明白神的话语，一代一接一代是非常重要。
the most crucial legacy is the spiritual inheritance, fully
因为这
and
是一个得胜的生命，就是传递下去。
Because understanding God's words and carry on the truth from generation to generation.
那这里就说到说当时国中太平。
Here it says that the land had peace,
而且没有征战了，
and there's no more battle.
但我们在今天的时候，我们还是会面临征战。
But today, nowadays, we are facing spiritual battles.
但是如果你今天有人跟你讲说，我没有觉得有征战，
If someone tells you that I don't feel there's any struggle,
但是我觉得这是最可怕的，
and I feel this is the worst,
因为你已经伏在敌人的这个权柄之下。
it may mean that you have already surrendered to the enemy.
也许你是在享受在最终的快乐，
Maybe enjoying temporary pleasures of sin.
但是将来要接受神的永恒的一个审判。
But in the end, you will face God's internal judgment.
但是我们的神对他的子民，
Our God has more desires
也他不甘心我们现在目前生命的这个光景。
than just what we have now.
他用的方法，他就是会带领我们经历各样的这个试炼。
He allows trials and tests to help us.
那我们在征战中学习，
In these battles, we learn
那不惧怕，
to be fearless,
那不单言，
to act without delay.
也不保留。
And to give no room to hold back.
那在征战结束的时候呢，我们又不受这个世界的约束。
So when the battles end, we no longer cling to the world.
对呀，我们不学习，不顾惜这些罪，
And we're not attached to things
不恋慕这些偶像。
or idols.
那相反呢，赢得征战，我们就会欢喜去享受主要赐给我们的福气。
Instead, we rejoice in the blessing God's grant us.
按照我们每天的供应，我们满足的接受。
And we should just accept receiving His provision.
那有的时候，你们还可以把自己的经历去分享给我们周围的人。
And we should also share our experiences.
那最后呢，我想给大家分享一节这个罗马书的经文。
So finally, I would like to share verses from the book of Romans.
那这是使徒保罗写给罗马教会的一个信徒，
It was written by Paul to the believers in Rome.
他鼓励他们就是靠着主耶稣的这个爱，他们在一切事情上都已经得胜有余。
To encourage them that through the love of the Lord, they are already more than conquerors in all things.
那我们现在我们用一起来念，中英文都可以，这是很宝贵的一个经文。对，我们一起先来念，OK，《罗马书》第18章第8章35到37节
Let's read together in Chinese and English, Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 37.
大家可以就是看屏幕就可以，因为我中间把它省掉了一些。
Yeah, you can also read it on the screen.
OK，那我们一起来念。OK，谁能
Who
使
should
我们
separate
与
us
基
from
督
the
的
Lord
爱
Jesus
隔绝
Christ?
呢？难
Should
道是
trouble
患难吗？ 是
of
困苦
institution,
吗？
of
是逼
family,
迫吗？是
of
饥
nature,
饿吗？是
of
自然
nature,
状况？
of
是
support.
危险吗？是刀
Now,
剑
all
吗？
these things
然而靠着爱我们的主，在
will
这
more
一
than
切的事
conquer
上，今
through
得
him who
胜有
love us.
余了。OK，那接下去呢，我要给带大家做一个练习。OK，
Next, I would like to do some small exercise.
那我希望大家能找到能找到一个伙伴，
I hope each of you can find a partner of
两
two.
个人一对，两个人一对。
Two
OK，
people to be a group team.
两个人一对，找到伙伴没有？如果你看到有落单的，你去找伙伴。
Yeah, if
OK。
you're not finding partners, yeah, let's find a partner of two.
找到落单了以后去找个伙伴，那实在不行的话，你们就三个人就是在一起，然后你假装是两个人，OK，好，OK，我想呢就是你首先就是你选一个人，然后这个人呢向着这个对方的那个人讲说，然而靠着爱你的这个主，在这一切的事上。已经得胜有余了，OK，记住啊，大声讲，然而就要有很有信心的讲。那对方呢，听了这个话以后呢，说阿门，靠着爱我的主，在这些事上已经得胜有余了。听懂了没有？听懂了没有？然后讲完一遍了以后，换一下角色再讲。好，我给大家2分钟时间，可不可以？可以了，大家请。然而，靠着爱我们的主，爱你的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
阿门，爱着爱我的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。然而，靠着爱你的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
阿门，靠着爱我的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。好，我们一起来做一个祷告。
All right, let's pray together.
是的，主，
Yes, Lord.
谁能够使我们与你主耶稣的爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
患难、
And tribulation,
困苦、
distress,
逼迫、
persecution,
饥饿、
hunger,
赤身裸体、危险。
nakedness, danger.
愿你除掉我们身上的罪和偶像。
Lord Jesus, for those yet in those things,
然而，靠着爱我们的主，
we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
主耶稣啊，求你像你这里面，像这里面还没有信主的一些朋友，
Lord Jesus, for those friends who have not yet believed in you,
愿你的爱显灵。
may your love be revealed,
亲自的告诉他们，你爱他们。
personally telling them that you love them.
主耶稣，愿你加倍的爱我。
Lord Jesus, may you pour out your love.
靠得住，在这一切事上，我们能够享胜得胜有余。
But through this, they may experience victory and abundance.
亲爱的主耶稣，愿你特殊的爱来覆盖弟兄姐妹。
Jesus, cover your brothers and sisters with your special love.
愿他们有得胜的生命。
Grant them victory lives
每天都活出圣洁的生命来，
and holy lives to
阿门。
glorify your name.
也一切歌颂、赞美、祷告都奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
All praise, worship, and prayers we offer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.